Climate research. During the 18th century, the spread of the experimental approach in physics research and the production of increasingly reliable instruments for measuring atmospheric conditions stimulated the birth of modern meteorology. The awareness that the planet's climate may be subject to radical changes emerged over the next century, thanks to the demonstration that the Earth has been subject to several ice ages. The need to explain prehistoric glaciations produced a huge number of theories of climate change. In 1886, the Swedish chemist Svante Arrhenius explained the glacial periods and other great climate changes by the ability of carbon dioxide to absorb infrared radiation emitted from the Earth's surface. But Arrhenius's research did not stem from his concern over increasing levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels. In fact, he identified volcanic activity as the main agent of dramatic climate changes. Coal emissions resulting from industrialization, on the other hand, appeared to him to be limited and to have the positive effect of mitigating the climate in cold regions. The huge impact of anthropogenic carbon dioxide in climate change was first identified by Guy Stewart Callender, an amateur meteorologist. In a series of papers published from the late 1930s onwards, he demonstrated that industrial emissions were having a major impact on the slow-moving natural carbon cycle. In the aftermath of World War II, the need to understand the repercussions of human activities on climate came to the attention of a large number of scientists. In the following decades, this attention gave rise to the vast scientific evidence that fossil fuels and large-scale deforestation have a harmful effect on global warming. Since the Toronto Conference on the Changing Atmosphere of 1988, the international scientific community has often emphasized that humanity's industrial emissions threaten, by most accounts, the very habitability of the Earth.